Okay, good morning, Tom Midim of Y17C. We have the snow day this morning, Monday morning, the 4th of March, coming to the very end of Chodesh Adar Rishon, here on the 28th day. So I wanted to give a little bit of a hakdama to Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha, and to frame it in a particular lens that I think really highlights a dimension of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha, which is, of course, where we're going to turn to as soon as we finish off this last piece of Rodef and Hatzalah in the Nosei Kelim in the Rambam, and then we're going to make a pivot to the Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha proper, which is of course animated this sugya from the very beginning in the interactions between Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha in Moshiach La Vashivo Solo. That's where we're heading. So the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvos, Lo Sase Reish Tzad Dizayin. And we'll go over this, but the Rambam talks about it in the following terms. Hisiranu milisrashil. Hisrashis is, of course, a kind of a dereliction. Hisrashis can sometimes imply even like a delay, which is interesting because the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, asur lihismameya when it comes to pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. But hisrashis here might not only mean like the timing in terms of delaying or lacking alacrity, so to speak, an utter dereliction. So Lo Sase Reish Tzad Dizayin says that the lav is activated by sakanas mavis, or sakanas mamon. That's going to be a linchpin for us, as we'll see. Via lanu yicholas latzio, kemoshe atoveh benar, v'nachnu nedelischos, v'nuchal latzilo, oye listim, mishtad lahargo. So the Rambam implicitly is responding here to the notion of chayecha kodem l'chayecha vercha, right? If somebody's in grave danger, that means that entering yourself to that situation can eo ipso enter yourself in grave danger, and a person isn't allowed to be ma'abed nafsho ladas, you can't enter yourself into a suicidal position. So the Rambam here establishes, very subtly, but, clearly establishing the parameters, yelanu yecholes latzilo, as defined by the case of the river, v'anachnu neda lischos v'nuchal latzilo, and as we know how to swim, and the case of the listim, v'nuchal levatel machshavaso litchok menu nezek. So the Rambam's not advocating, a suicidal headlong rush, but where we're in a position to do something about it. Now, does that mean that the Rambam is saying that you can't incur any risk? I don't think so. Baz hara be amro lo so mod al dam reyecha, kvar amru shemisha yichbosh edos, ticholeo gam ken zos ha'asara, ki roem mamon chavero aved, vu yachol achziro elav be amaro ho'emes. So again, it's instructive. The Rambam is bringing up the question of a person who's kovesh as they do so. So just like, if you testify, there's a pretty linear line between your testimony that Reuven is being cheated out of a certain amount of money and the restoration of those funds to Reuven. So, the Rambam is using this as something of a piece with the broader lav, which really indicates that it should be a linear kind of a process, that it's not, just like I say, a headlong rush or a shot in the dark, but Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha really means that you're in a position to do something about it, just like Eidos. Ukvar Baba Zeho Inyan Gam Kein Imlo Yagid Vinasa Avono, Vlashan Sifra Minayisha Yimata Yodelo Eidos, Shinata Rasha Lishtok, Tamalomar, Lo Samod Al Dam Reyecha, like the Pasuk in Koelis, Ace La Chrosh Ace La Daber, so certainly Yedias Eidos is an Ace La Daber. Uminayim Shira Iso Sotoveo Benahar, Ochayo Solistos Boyna Lav, this is the language the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Gimel, Shatachayev Latzilo. Right, not just that you may, but there's a chiyuv here. We keep on discussing that point. It's not just, permissible. That takes us back to the Tosos about Bamim Achteres. Vihuka Vames Ein Lo Damim. That's just a reshus, but this is a chiyuv. Tamalomer Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha Mishpate Mitzvazo Kivari Zvaru B'Sanhedrin. Fine. So that is the presentation of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha. Again, Hisrashlos is an important term in terms of whether it's just utter dereliction or the delay, apropos Hilchos Shabbos, Asur Lihismameya, where there it's not just that you got the right result, but you shouldn't even delay. The equation between Sakanas Gufo and Sakanas Mamono, which seems to be the parallel, but in the opposite direction, meaning the Lav is Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha, but we talked about the parallel on the Mitzvah Saseh side of Hashivo Solo, between Avedas Gufo and Avedas Mamono. So here you have another parallel there. And then the Rambam's, you know, formulations about it not being a suicidal headlong rush, Anachnu Neda Lischos, in the case of the Listim, Nuchalavato Machshava, so some, you know, reasonable confidence interval that we're going to be able to really do something about it. And, you know, Eidos seems like a pretty good template, right, where, you know, you testify and the Maisa Beis Din goes as it should and as you could expect, and, you know, that's the, you know, the outcome that one would imagine would take place. Okay. So that's the Rambam in terms of the Lo Sase side. So what I wanted to do is to try to sort of, you know, not, you know, say over the world's most, you know, novel chiddush, but sometimes to present things in the light is already a chiddush, and to present this in light of a mitzvah sase, not the mitzvah sase of, you know, v'hashivo solo, or not even v'katzoses kapa, in terms of, you know, rodev, which is, you know, part of the discussion, as we've had, but actually in terms of v'hafta l'reyecha kamocha. Now, you know, you're probably sitting here thinking to yourself, if there's a lo sase analog to v'hafta l'reyecha kamocha, it's surely lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha, and you wouldn't be wrong about that. But I would argue that lo samod al dam reyecha is actually deeply related to v'hafta l'reyecha kamocha. Don't take it from me, take it from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Saseh Reishvav, Hishat Sivanu Lehov Ktsasenu es Ktsasenu, that's always a signal term that the Rambam uses to indicate the Jewish fraternity, Kasher Nehav Atzmenu. So contra the Ramban, who really thought V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha was, as he said, a haflaga. It's really not possible to love somebody just the way you love yourself. So the Rambam was, in this respect, a greater idealist than the Ramban. But that's not always true. The Ramban himself was a great idealist, and we're proud of that. But the Rambam here was a greater idealist than the Ramban. He didn't think it was a haflaga at all. Kasher Nehav Atzmenu, V'shetia Avaso V'chamlaso La'achiv, right, Ahavta L'Re'acha, Havaso v'chemlaso la'atzmo b'mamono uvegufo v'chol ma she'yia b'rishuso mirtza oso eretze ani oso v'chol ma she'eretze la'atzmi eretze lo chamohu. So whatever, you know, I would want for myself, eretze lo chamohu v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha v'yamaro yisale v'ahavta l'reacha Hamocha. So this is a remarkable thing, because the Rambam, again, here is equating, you know, Mida Araisa, that it's not just, you know, as the Mishnah Navo says, Yi Mamun Chavercha, Chaviv Alecha Keshalcha, but it's part of a mitzvah Araisa, and not just Begufo, but Bimamono, you know, which is exactly what the Rambam was talking about in terms of Lo Samad Al Dam Reacha, not just being Begufo, but being Bimamono as well. She says, Shetia Vaso V'chamlaso, Le'achiv ke'avaso v'chemlaso la'atzmo. And here the Rambam's two terms are very fascinating. Ahava v'chemla. So ahava, I think, and this is a little bit more of a speculative point, but I want to try to base myself on a Malbim here. So, you know, ahava relates to a state, you know, an inner state of emotion. Chemla, the Malbim argues, actually relates more to a cognitive disposition. For example, in the context of Shmuel Aleph Perek Tesvav, where the Navi indicates that wrongly Shaul was chamal, you know, al meitav hatzon, he tries to blame it on the nation. But the Malbim says the difference between chamal and other such terms of lirachem, etc., is that chamal indicates sort of a cognitive orientation, that Shaul, you know, just basically didn't identify with the idea of eradicating the behemos, etc. So it wasn't so much an emotive reaction as insofar as it was a cognitive reaction. So what the Rambam is saying here, if the Malbim is correct, that that's the definition of the word, shetia avaso v'chemlaso le'achiv ke avaso v'chemlaso la'atzmo. So that there's both an emotional quality to it, right? That's the ahava part. But there's also, you know, a cognitive dimension to it that's based on the idea that really, you know, and here I might borrow a little bit from the Ritva in his discussion of Yatzamotzi and Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazai. He says, yeah, it's true, like each individual Jew is obligated in mitzvos, but basically we comprise guf echad. There's this, in the halachic worldview, there's this deep Arevos, which links me with my brothers and sisters, obviously, and that cognitively I should see things that way. So Avaso Vichem Laso La'atzma Mono Vagufo V'chomash Yebirshuso Im Yirtza Oso Erza Anioso V'chomash Erza La'atzmi Erza Lo Chamau. That it's both, you know, an emotional disposition, surely, but also a cognitive disposition, that you really think that this is the right thing and that you've succeeded in breaking down those mental boundaries between, you know, yourself and your space and your Dalet Amos and that which concerns, you know, Re'acha, B'Torah, U'V'Mitzvah. So it's very difficult to understand Lo Samad Al Dam Re'acha without V'Havta Re'acha Kamocha and vice versa. Bein B'Mamono Bein Begufo, hopefully we'll have the opportunity to take many of these thoughts and to play them forward as we go ahead and pivot just after tomorrow into the sugya of Lo Sa'amod Al Dam Re'acha. Wish you all a wonderful day, productive day, and good to start it out with a little bit of Torah. Be well.